Morning, everyone.
大西洋早上好。
It's good to see all the brothers and sisters and to see some new faces as well.
非常欢喜去来能够见到弟兄姐妹，又能够见到新的朋友。
And thanks to the choir also to present two very nice songs for us.
我们也感谢诗班的弟兄姐妹能够为我们献唱这两首这么美的诗歌。
It's a real enjoyment to listen to them sing.
听他们唱歌实在是叫人欢喜。
It's worth driving a long way to come here just to listen.
就是开这么长的车来听首歌也是值得的。
Some of you are here for the first time this morning.
你们当中有可能很多有些是第一次与我们在一起的。
You're here, perhaps your friends invited you.
或许因为朋友的邀请，所以你来到我们当中。
They invited you because they have experienced a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
因此他们自己亲自经历了耶稣的爱，所以他们愿意邀请你来。
They love him and they know that they are loved by him.
他们知道主爱他们，他们也爱主。
They enjoy a peace and also a security in him that many people do not enjoy.
因为他们享受在基督里面的爱和基督里面的保障。
And because they treasure you as their friend, so therefore they want you to come and listen and hopefully.You may also enjoy the same relationship with the Lord Jesus.
因为你们是他们所爱的朋友，所以他们也愿意邀请你来，能够享受他们与主一样的关系。
This morning we're going to look at Luke chapter 23.
今天早上我们要来看路加福音第二十三章
，verse 32 to verse 48.
从三十二节到四十八节。
Luke 23 verse 32.
路加福音二十三章三十二节。
There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them.Forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
Luke 福音二十三章三十二节，又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方名叫独鲁地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。”因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And they divided his garments and cast lots, and the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God.
兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也耻笑他说，他救了别人。他若是基督神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
The soldiers also mock him, coming and offering sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And the inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrews. This is King of the Jews.
兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说。你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。在耶稣以上有一个牌子，有用希腊、罗马、希伯来的文字写着，这是犹太人的王。
Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
But the other answering, rebuking him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise.
那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。 当这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说：我实在告诉你，今日你又同我在乐园里了。
Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And the whole crowd came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned.
那时耶有五阵，遍地都黑暗的，直到审出日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说，这真是个异人。聚集观看的众人见了这所成的事，都垂着胸回去了。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for that deed that you done for us 2,000 years ago.
主耶稣，我们感谢你2000年前为我们所成就的救赎。
As we are reading this, it was as if it had just happened yesterday.
当我们读你话语的时候，是所发生的一切就在眼前。
Lord, whatever you did, it was effective and it lasts for eternity.
而主你所做的一切是已经成功了，直到永远。
Lord, help us this morning to really speak to the people here who have yet to know you.
主，我们祈求你今天早上也向还未认识你的人说话。
And to those of us who have already know you, help us to be reminded of what you have done for us.
而我们已经认识你的，主啊，求你再次的提醒我们。
Lord, we pray that, Lord, you receive all the glory.
主，我们愿意你得着一切的荣耀。
We pray in your precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
What we have just read happened about 2,000 years ago.
我们刚才所读的那一段话乃是发生2000多年前。
For some of you who have never read the Bible, do not think this is just a made-up story.
很多没有读圣经的人，你或以为说这是不是人所幻想出来的事故事。
Whatever is written here was the account of eyewitnesses who were there at that time.
但是这里所记载的乃是亲眼所见写下来的。
And they have saw with their own eyes what had happened. They written it down for our instructions and for your instructions.
他们乃是亲眼所见的记载下来，为着我们，为着你们。
That morning, there was three men being led to this place called Calvary to be crucified.
在那天的早晨，有三个人被领到加略山巅。
They all have been whipped, they all have been beaten, and they carry their own cross to that place.
他们都被鞭打，他们都被逼迫，他们都背着自己的十字架走到山巅。
And there they were nailed to the cross, to their wrists and to their legs.
此后他们的手，他们的脚都被钉在十字架上。
There was a hole dug in the ground, three holes dug in the ground.
又在为他们挖了三个坟墓。
And then,three holes for the cross.
有在地上有挖了三个窟窿。
After they were nailed to the cross, they were raised the cross and then dropped into the hole.
所以他们先把人钉在十字架上，然后还把十字架上给扛起来，插在这个洞里。
It was a very cruel punishment.
这是一个非常残酷的伤害。
You can imagine the flesh tearing as they're being lifted up into the hole.
当他们被举起来的时候，他们的重量这样拖着他们的伤口。
And there are many people watching.
当周围又有许多的人都在看。
But a lot of the insults, a lot of the jeering was focusing on the cross that was in the middle.
但是周围很多人他们的讥诮，他们的辱骂都是向着中间的那一个十字架。
We have read just now that people are crying out saying that he saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ.
我们刚才读到有些人讥诮说他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
你若是犹太人的王，救你自己吧。
This man that was in the middle, in the cross in the middle.
这一位被钉在三个十字架中间的人。
He is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God.
他不是别人，他就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
He is the Son of God who came from heaven to earth to save those who are sinful and who need His salvation.
他是神的儿子，离开天上的荣耀，来到地上，为着要拯救、寻找拯救那些失丧的人。
He was the only one of the three who went to the cross willingly.
他乃是三个被钉十字架中，其中甘心愿意上十字架的。
He knew that.By the time that he came down from heaven to earth to become a man, in the end, he has to go to the cross in Jerusalem.
因为他早就知道自己降世为人，目的就是为着上十字架而死。
It was not easy decision for him.
对他来讲，这不是一个容易的决定。
We remember in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们记得当他在克西马尼园的时候
，when he asked his two disciples to pray beside him.
他要求他的门徒能够与他一同的祷告。
But they were so tired, they fell asleep.
当他的门徒都很疲倦，就睡了。
And he was praying before God.
而他自己在神面前的祷告。
That it is possible, let this cup pass from him.
若是可能，让这个杯从我越过去。
But not according to his will, but according to God's will.
但不是照他自己的意思，乃是照神的意思。
But God's will is that he should go to the cross.Endure the suffering for our sins.
当神的旨意乃是他要上十字架为我们受苦。
And Jesus willingly embraced that.
但耶稣他就刚心愿意的承担了这一切。
Was he afraid of the pain on the cross?
他会不会害怕十字架上的痛苦呢
？No, he was not.
他一点都不害怕。
But he was anxious.
他心中焦急。
When all of our sins.
当我们所有人的罪
When the sins of the whole world was placed upon him
当全世界的罪都落在他的身上
That the Father that he has never been away from will turn away from him
他的父从来没有分开从来都没有转目不看他的
The moment when God judged our sins in Jesus
当神将因我们的罪审判耶稣
God turned his face away from him
神在那一刻转脸不看耶稣。
That's why Jesus cried out.
这是为什么耶稣呼喊说
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My friends,
我们的朋友
This man that was in the middle of the three cross.
这一位被钉在中间十字架上的人
He was not thinking of anything else
他在那里没有为别的着想
He was thinking about all those people that he's dying for
他心中所想的就是那些他为他们死的人
He is thinking about how he's going to die for those people who actually crucify him
他心中想的是那些把他钉十字架上的人
He's thinking about he was dyingAnd for the two robbers right next to him.
他也想到自己也是为着两旁的强盗而死。
He was thinking about how he is dying for you and for me.
他也想到他是怎样的为你为我而死。
We were in the future.
我们是将来的人。
But Jesus, remember, he is also God.
但我们知道耶稣他是人是神。
He knew that whatever he did that day 2,000 years ago is going to be effective.Even for today,
他知道两千多年前所成就的救赎，今天照样有效。
So whenever anyone look at him on the cross and believe,
所以无论任何人看见他在十字架上而相信他
，then whatever he accomplished on the cross that day will be effectively become redemption for those who believe.
那么他两千多年前成就的救赎的工作，今天照样在你身上发酵。
While he was on the cross,
当他还在十字架上的时候，
he was praying for those who are crucifying him.
他乃是在为那些将他钉在十字架上的人祷告。
Father, forgive them, for they don't know not what they are doing.
他为他们祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Then the earth began to be covered in darkness.From about 12 o'clock.
所以我们发现地上从12点中午的时候就变黑了。
When the sun should be at its brightest, the earth was covered in darkness.
本来日头应该是最强的时候，却现在变黑了。
Until about 3 o'clock.
一直直到下午3点。
And then he said, it is finished.
他就喊着说成了。
And right at that very moment, the veil in the temple,that separated the Ark of the Covenant from the Holy Place was rent in half from top to bottom.
而在那一刻，在圣殿里的幔子分开，至圣所和圣所的幔子就从上裂开了。
That veil that separated man from God now rent into half so that man can enter into the presence of God through Jesus Christ.
那一个幔子本来是将人与神隔开了，当因着耶稣基督的死，现在却裂开，开了一条新的路，让人能够到神面前。
But many people do not realize at that very moment what had happened.
因为许多人都不知道在那一刻所发生的事。
The centurion who saw this happened.
那百夫长看见这个事发生了。
Somehow in his heart he said, this is a righteous man.
在他的心中他说，这真是个义人。
And all the people who were crowding around to see this,
而在周围围绕着看着他的人
somehow they realized something as well.
他们在那一刻也感觉到一些。
Not long ago, they say, crucify him, crucify him.
不久之前，他们亲口喊着，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And then they beat their breasts.
但是现在，他们却亲自的捶胸。
And they went home.
回家去了。
Many days later,
许多天之后
in the same city in Jerusalem,
在同一个城市耶路撒冷
The Holy Spirit descended upon the 120 disciples of the Lord Jesus.
圣灵从天降临，临到120个门徒身上
And then Peter preached the gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ, whom these people crucified.
而彼得站起来向他们传扬被他们钉十字架的耶稣基督
And these people who beat their heart,
而那些曾经捶胸的人
When they heard of the gospel preached by Peter,
他们听见彼得所传的福音
They were cut to the heart
他们现在的心被刺痛了
Not just beating their heart, they were cut to the heart
他们不只是捶胸他们是胸像被刺透一样
For they realized that they have crucified the Messiah, the Son of God
因为他们发现自己亲手把他们的弥赛亚把神的儿子钉死在十字架上
They say to Peter, what should we do to be saved?
所以他从心里喊出来说向彼得说我们该做什么
And Peter told them the answer
彼得就告诉他们的答案
And this morning I pray that for those of you who have yet to know the Lord Jesus will know the answer as well
而今天早上我们在这里也祷告你们那些还没有认识耶稣的人今早你能够来认识
Because beside the Lord Jesus there are two other men
因为在耶稣的两旁还有两个强盗
Both of them also crucified to the cross.
他们也是被钉在十字架上。
Both of them now also at the edge of eternity.
他们现在是面临着永远。
Now what is eternity?
那永远到底是什么呢？
There are lots of mockers in the world today who say there's no such thing as eternity.
今天世界上有许许多人都讥诮说没有永远这件事情。
They say you live and then you die.
他们的想法就是说人活了一生就死就完了
And after you die everything is finished Like you have no memory of anything else
好像人死了之后就一了百了你什么都不知道
So while you're alive you do whatever you want to do Enjoy your life to the full
So 趁着你活着有今生你应该好好的享受今生的一切
And then when you die that's it
因为当你死的时候一切就完了
No, do not listen to them
但你们千万不要听这些人
We were created by God.
我们乃是神所创造的。
When God created us,
当神造我们的时候
He breathed into us.
他将生命的气息吹到我们里面去。
And man became a living soul.
所以人就成了一个有魂的活人。
Our body will grow old, will corrupt, and will die.
我们外面的身体会一天一天老，也会死去。
But in us there is a spirit, and the soul they will never die.
但是在我们人里面却有灵有魂却永远不死。
We are to be responsible for what God has put in us.
我们要向神负责他所给我们的。
Because one day we shall face him in judgment and give an account to him for whatever we have done, whatever we have said in our life.
因为有一天我们要面对面与神见神的时候，我们又向神交代他所赐给我们的一生，我们到底是怎么样去用的。
And these two men are now at the age of eternity.
所以这两个强盗现在乃是面临着进入永远。
Their earthly life is about to end.
他们地上的生命快要完结了。
But right at that very moment,
但是在那一刻间
they will crucifyNext to a person who could actually save them.
他们乃是与那位能够救他们人同钉十字架。
How they will enter eternity will depend on how they look at this person that is next to them.
他们怎样对待这位在他们旁边的人，将又决定他们永远会怎样。
We look at the first person.
我们先来看第一个强盗。
In verse 39,
在39节
then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.
在39节，那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
It is very ironic how this person behaved.
好像这个人的作为实在叫人啊惊讶。
Next to the only person who can save him, he totally ignore him. He just think about himself.
好像他被钉在耶稣旁边，这位可以救他的人，但他却完全忽略了他，想到的只是自己。
He has no fear towards God.
他心中一点都不惧怕神。
He is not repentant at all of all the bad things he has done.
他一点都不后悔他所做的一切的恶事。
He is near death.
现在他已经面临死亡。
But yet he has no repentance and no fear for God.
但他一点都没有后悔，一点都不敬畏神。
Even the Chinese has a saying.
连中国人常有这样说一句话。
Even a hardened heart, a man with a hardened heart, when he sees his own coffin, he will at least drop a tear.
好像中国人说，人见到棺材的时候都会掉眼泪的。
Because he knew that his time is nearly coming to an end.
因为他终于知道自己已经又到终点了。
But not this man.
但是这个人却没有。
He was even taking the opportunity to join with the others to ridicule the Lord Jesus.
他还捉住这样的一个机会，跟周围的人一起来讥诮主耶稣。
There are many people today in the world.That is exactly like him.
但今天在世界里有许多的人都像这个犯人。
They are very arrogant. They are very proud of who they are.
他们觉得自己非常的骄傲，这充满的就是自己。
They are thought that they are good. They are good enough, and they do not have to fear anything.
他们觉得自己非常的自义，觉得自己非常的好，他们什么都是对的。
And many of them come to the age of eternity, come to the point of death, they still have no fear towards God.
那当他们亲自又面临死亡，面临永远的时候，心中还一点都不敬畏神。
How frightened we are for this man.
我们为这个人都觉得害怕。
We felt that he is so sad.
我们知道他实在是很可怜的。
That he is going to go into eternity not knowing who Jesus is.
因为他将要进入永远而不知道耶稣是谁。
And on the last day when he is resurrected for judgment.
而在末后当他从死里复活面对神的审判的时候。
When we saw that The one who's sitting on the great white throne judging him is the same one that was crucified right next to him.
等那一刻他忽然醒悟过来，那一位坐在大宝座上审判他的就是那位曾经以他钉在十字架上的。
Can you imagine the regrets that he has in his heart?
你能够想象那一刻这个人的懊悔吗？
My friends,
我的朋友，
If you heard about the Lord Jesus,
当你听到主耶稣基督，
And you see those people who believe in him and how their life has changed,
你又看见周围那些已经相信耶稣的人，而他们的生命也被改变了。
But if you remain proud,
但是你却还非常的自傲
，and will not accept him,
而不愿意接受他。
I'm afraid you will have the same regret as this robber on the cross.
我很只能告诉你，你将会与像这犯人一样，在审判的那天同样的懊悔。
If you enter into eternity.In a similar way to this robber on the cross,
当你像这个犯人一样的来进入了永远
then there is no hope for you.
那么在那一刻就没有盼望了
But then you may say,
这你或者会说
Wait a minute, you can't compare me with that robber.
你不能够拿我来跟那个犯人比较
He is a criminal.
他是一个强盗，一个犯人
He could have been a murderer.
他有可能是一个杀人犯。
I'm not a murderer.
我不是一个杀人犯。
I live a good life.
我活这个好，我的好的行为。
I work hard. I pay my taxes.
我有辛苦的工作，我也交税。
I'm good enough.
我是一个好的公民。
My friend,
朋友
，I'm sorry to say to you, when God casts His eyes looking around all the people in the world.
但朋友，对不起，我没有告诉你的。当神看世上每一个人的时候
，His judgment was there is no one righteous。
神所定义的乃是世上没有一个义人。
He said not even one，
一个都没有。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God。
众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Every one of us，
我们每一位。
Doesn't matter what you think, how good you are.
无论你自己觉得自己多么的好。
When you stand before God on that day,
当你站到神面前的时候
，you will have no excuses.
你发现自己毫无借口。
Because all your sin will be displayed before you.
因为你一生所犯的罪都会让你看到。
For you need to give an account for everything that you did and everything that you say.
你将会为你自己所做的每一件事所说的每一句话做一个交代
Let me ask you if there's a movie make about your life
让我告诉你若今天有一部电影乃是演绎你的一生的
That is a documentary of your whole life from the time you were born until the time you die
据说这是一部电影，从你出生到你死的那一刻都演绎出来了。
Everything that you think about, everything that you did was on that movie.
你所做的、你所说的、所行的都在这个电影里面。
My friend, would you like everyone us here to see that movie?
朋友，你会邀请我们这里每一个人来看你这一生的电影吗
？Many of us say no.
我们知道，我们若是诚实的话，我们都说不愿意。
Because we know that what sort of person we are.
因为我们知道自己到底是怎样的一个。
It doesn't matter what other people think of me or think of us.
因为不是在乎别人怎么看你，你。
What you really are before God is very clear.
但乃是你在神的面前，你到底是怎样。
When God look at you, He doesn't look at your outward appearance. He look inside your heart.
因为神看你的时候不是看你的外表乃是看到你的心里去
And our heart is wicked
而我们的心却是非常的苦毒邪恶
It is deceitful
而且乃是欺骗人的
It is indeed in need of the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ
我们的心这么的诡诈是在需要耶稣基督的救赎
Without His salvation there is no hope in us
若没有耶稣基督的救赎，我们就没有任何的盼望。
My friend, do not enter into eternity like this man on the cross.
所以朋友，不要像这个犯人一样拒绝耶稣而进入永生。
Let's look at the second criminal.
现在我们来看第二个犯人。
He was also kneeling next to the Lord Jesus.
他也是与耶稣一样钉在耶稣的旁边，在十字架上。
Now, if you look at the book of Mark or the book of Matthew.
当我们看马可福音或者马太福音
，You knew that at the beginning, both robbers are actually insulting the Lord Jesus.
我们知道，其实，在一开始的时候，这两个犯人都一起讥诮耶稣、辱骂耶稣的。
But as the whole crucifixion has been displayed,
但是当他经历了钉十字架的这个过程
，as He listened to what Jesus has to say.
而当这个犯人听见耶稣所说的话
I'm sure that he had heard the Lord Jesus saying, Father, forgive them.
他也听到耶稣亲口为他们祷告说父啊赦免他们
Perhaps he had saw Jesus display his love and concern for his mother.
或者他也看见耶稣为着他对母亲的爱交代他的门徒
And asking John to look after her.
而又叫他的门徒看顾自己的母亲
And then he heard Jesus say many other things that I'm sure that in his heart he said how could this man be a guilty man if he say all those things?
当他听了耶稣所说的那一切话，他心中可能会问自己：这样的一个人怎么会是有罪呢
？So suddenly there's change in him.
而在那一刻，他的心改变了。
He changed his mind.About who the Lord Jesus is.
他对耶稣的看法改变了。
This is what it was called repentance.
而这就是圣经里讲的悔改。
The word repentance means that the change of mind.
因为悔改means的意思就是心改过来了。
This man is repenting of what he is.
因为这个人他把自己的过去悔改了。
He's realized that what he did is actually judgeable by God.
因为他发现自己过去所做的又受到神的审判。
Let's listen to what he said.
让我们来听他自己亲口说的话。
Verse 40.
在四十节。
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we...received the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕什么？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。”
So he realized that what he received, the punishment, is a just punishment for his deeds.
因为他醒悟过来了。他所受的审判是他该受的
，and he knew that after this he is going to face God.
他也知道他死了之后他要面对神
，and therefore he has a fear towards God.
所以他现在惧怕神
，and he suddenly realized that the man next to him, Jesus, is perhaps what they really say he is the Christ.
而他也忽然之间醒悟过来，说这一位他们所钉在十字架上的耶稣，可能就是周围的人所讲的真正的基督。
And in him there is a faith.
所以在心里面他有一个信心。
The trust in this same man who was crucified next to him.
他愿意来相信这位钉在他旁边的耶稣。
Some people even say he has a faith even stronger than the disciples.
有些人说这一个犯人的信心比耶稣其他门徒的信心还更大
When Jesus was crucified on the cross all the disciples ran away
因为当耶稣被钉十字架的时候他的门徒都逃跑了
except for a few who followed from far away
而除了几个远远的跟着他
and to them the whole world has crushed
而对那些门徒来讲他们整个世界都崩溃了
The man that they look to, hopefully that he will restore the nation of Israel, is now crucified so weak, so shamefully on the cross.
而现那一位他们曾经以为又来恢复以色列的这个国度， 他们一生所盼望是以色列的王的，现在已经这么的软弱，被钉在十字架上，受了这么多的羞辱。
So in their mind, the kingdom is gone.
所以他们心中说，他们所盼望的那以色列的国度已经没有了。
But the king is crucified because the king was crucified on the cross.
因为他们所信的那一位王已经被人钉在十字架上。
But this robber, this criminal,
但是这一位这一个犯人。
He knew there is a kingdom that belonged to the Lord Jesus.
他相信有一个国度是属于主耶稣的。
Despite Jesus being crucified so weak, so shamefully on the cross.
虽然耶稣这么的软弱被钉在十字架上。
He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以他说，主啊，当你德国降临的时候，请你纪念我。
The king is crucified.
这个国的王已经被钉在十字架上。
In his heart, he said, "Long live the king."
但他的心中却说，愿王万岁。
Because he knew that the kingdom of God is not of this world.
因为他心里相信，神的国不是这个世上的国，乃是天上国。
And Jesus said to him,
所以耶稣对他说，
"Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
我实在告诉你，今日你又同我在乐园里了。
What comforting words is that?
这话是何等的安慰人呢？
What Jesus has said to him has put this man's heart at rest.
因耶稣对他说的话，他的心就安息下来。
The pain on his hands, the pains on his legs, the pains on his body may still be there.
虽然手上的痛苦，脚上的痛苦还在，
But in his heart he knew that his soul is safe in the hands of the Lord Jesus.
但他心中已经清楚知道，他的灵魂已经蒙耶稣救赎了。
My friend,
我的朋友，
Would you like to have the same reward that this man was promised?
你愿意得着耶稣向这个犯人所应许的吗？
Then you have to be like him.
那么你的心又像这一位犯人一样。
Firstly, you need to change your mind about who Jesus is.
首先你必须要改变你的观念想法，耶稣是谁？
He is not just a man weak and shamefully crucified to the cross.
他不是一个软弱被羞辱钉在十字架上的人。
But he is the Son of God,The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是神的儿子，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And one day you will stand before him and you need to give an account to him.
有一天你又站在他的面前，受他审判，交代你一生所行的事。
Some of you may say it.
你们当中有些人可能会这样说。
Now this man has done all the bad things in the world. Perhaps he is also a murderer.
这个犯人他一生都做坏事，有可能也是一个杀了人。
Is it fair for him at this very last moment of his life that he confessed Jesus and then he received eternal life?
那么他在临死的这一刻认罪悔改，接受耶稣进入永生，这样公平吗？
Is it fair?
这样是公平吗？
It is not fair.
你会觉得说不公平。
But this is the grace of God.
但这是神的恩典。
The grace of God may seem unfair.
因为神的恩典在人的眼中都觉得不公平。
To many of us. Jesus once told a parable.
耶稣曾经讲过这样一个比喻。
He said, a man who has owned a vineyard went and asked a group of people to come and work in his garden.
有一个人，他有一个葡萄园，就去雇工来在葡萄园中做工。
He went out about 6 a.m. in the morning.
他早晨到市场去。
And saw a few people loitering in the streets. They come and work in my garden.
他看见几个人站在那里无事可干，就叫他们说到我的葡萄园里来工作。
And he said he would give them 1 denarius for the day's work.
他就说一天会给他们工价是1块钱。
They agreed and they came to work.
他们同意了，他们就到他葡萄园里去工作。
Then 3 hours later at 9 o'clock, and 6 hours later at 12 o'clock, And 9 hours later, at 3 o'clock, he went out to the street and called more people in and promised them a fair wage.
所以在之后每三个小时，他都去到市场那里，看见闲站的人都邀请他们到他葡萄园里去工作，给他们一块钱。
At 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
之后等到下午五点
，even 1 hour before the day's work is finished,
就是在一天工作结束之前一个小时
，he also called some people and come in to work for him.
他还去。邀请在那里闲站的人到他葡萄园里来工作。
And when the day's work's finished, he called all those people to come to him.
而当一天的工作完成了，他就把这些工人都叫到他面前。
Starting with those who worked just 1 hour.
而首先乃是跟那些只干了一个小时的人。
And they received 1 denarius.
就给了他们所同意的一块钱。
Now those who have worked 3 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours, when they came later,
而那些已经干了三个小时、六个小时、九个小时的人，看见这样的事
，they were also given the same amount，
而他们也只领了一块钱
，and they were angry，
所以他们心中非常愤怒
，they say this is not fair，
他们很生气，说这样不公平。
Now if you are a builder and you get the same treatment， I'm sure you think it's not fair too， isn't it？
如果你也是啊、在这个建筑上做工的时候，你如果也是这样的干活。而拿到这样同样的工资，你也会觉得不公平。
But the owner said,
但是这个主人却说
，Did not I agree with you to pay you the amount at the start of the day？
我不是同意在我叫你们来工作的时候同意领一块钱的工资吗
？You were angry not because I was unfair to you。
你生气不是因为我对你不公平
？Because what I agree with you is fair。
因为我与你所立下的合同乃是公平的。
You were angry because I was being generous with those other people.
你生气是因为我对那个只干了一个小时的人太好了。
Brothers and sisters and my friends.
所以亲爱的朋友弟兄姐妹。
God is generous to the robber on the cross.
神对那被钉在十字架上的犯人实在是充满了怜悯和爱。
In fact, God is generous to you because you are still here.
而神今天也宽容你，因为你今天还活着。
Because tomorrow may not come，
因为你的明天有可能没有到来。
About 4 years ago in June 28th，
在四年前，在六月二十八号
，A young man in his 20s， he's probably a young father as well. He was driving his car and he parked his car at the intersection at the traffic light at the corner of Hume Highway and Cumberland Highway。
他开车就去把车停在一个交叉路口，就是那个 Hume Highway 和那个 Pacific Highway，
and then
Cumberland Highway.
There was a truck carrying a few big containers, driving very fast, and then go right next to him and stop suddenly.
到有一个大货车，有很多的载了很多的货，去同他经过，就停在他的旁边。
Because the speed of the truck was so fast, and when he stopped.Somehow the container on his truck fell over and crushed onto this man.
虽然这个卡车停得及时，但是因为停得太快，所以他所载的那个后面的货却越过这个车之后砸在这个年轻人的车上。
This young man was crushed to death.
而那个青年立刻就死了。
I'm sure in his whole life he never think that he will die this way.
而他从来没有想过他会这样的来终结他的一生。
There was no tomorrow for him.
而对他来讲，明天没有到。
My friends, do not think I want to wish the same thing to happen to you, okay?
所以朋友，我告诉你这个真实的故事，不是说你也会面对这样的事情。
I'm just saying to you that grab hold of the opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ while you still have today.
我乃是劝勉你，当你今天还有机会的时候，有捉紧这个机会来相信主耶稣。
How would you enter eternity, my friend?
你是计划怎样来进入永生呢
？Like the first robber or like the second robber?
你又像第一个犯人，还是像第二位犯人呢
？Are you going to enter eternity in your pride, in your arrogance, and deny God?
你又进入永生，充满自己的自高、自傲和自私吗
？Or are you going to repent? And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and enter paradise with him.
而乃是带着一颗悔改的心，接受主耶稣，丰丰满满进入永生。
In the Chinese character called 来，
在中文的这个来字
，not in the simplified form, but in the complex form.
就是用繁体字，不是简体字的来字。
There was a big cross.
我们看见在中间是一个大的十字架。
And there are two small men next to it.
而在两边呢有两个小人。
And then in the bottom there is a big man.
然后在下面是一个大人。
It may be a coincidence.
你觉得这可能是一个偶然的机会。
But it's a picture that God is giving us.
但乃是神借着这一个字给我们一幅图画。
And Jesus many times say to the people, come.
因为很多时候耶稣都对人说来。
Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavily laden.
凡劳苦当重担的人都到我这里来。
Come.
到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我又赐给你们安息。
My friend, there's only one rest, true rest that can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友，我们只有一个真实的安息，而这真实永远的安息只能在耶稣里找到。
So come to him.
所以请你来到耶稣这里来。
And he will give you rest.
他又把他的安息赐给你。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for dying for us on the cross.
主耶稣，我们要感谢你为我们死在十字架上。
We like to pray for our many friends who are here for the first time.
我们又为第一次在我们当中许多的朋友祷告。
Lord, may you speak to their hearts.
实在求主你话感动他们的心。
May your Holy Spirit speak to their hearts.
愿你的圣灵也感动他们的心。
Help them to realize who you are.
使他们能够醒悟过来，知道你是谁。
And that they are willing to confess that you are the Lord, you are the Christ.
而愿意有一颗承认你为救主为主的心。
You are the Son of the Living God.
因为你是永生神的儿子。
Help them to realize that they are sinful.
求你帮助他们看见自己的罪。
Because there is no one righteous.
因为世上没有一个义人。
Help them to come to you and give their life to you.
帮助他们到你这里来，能够将自己交给你。
May you help them, Lord, to approach some of the Christians here.
主啊，求你也给他们机会，能够在周围的跟周围的基督徒交谈。
So that they can understand better what they have heard today.
让他们能够抓紧机会，更多的来认识你。
We pray in your most precious name.
我们祷告奉你宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I encourage you if you want to believe in the Lord Jesus,
我想鼓励你，你若是愿意来接受耶稣为救主，
Can you please speak to your friends who brought you here?
你能够跟你的朋友讲这件事情，
Or to some of the brothers who are here and who can help you, just approach them.
或者跟周围的基督徒讲，他们能够帮助你。
And of course you can come and talk to me as well.
你也可以来跟我交谈。